This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With Halloween in the rearview mirror, we are now officially in the Thanksgiving countdown. And no, this is not the setup for a retail Black Friday shopping apocalypse story. This is for those of you who are making daily adjustments to your turkey dinner spreadsheets, because come on, some of you have them, right? Fess up. If food is your business, though, let's say at a food magazine, maybe Bon Appetit. The fourth Thursday in November is a busy time and a business opportunity. Adam Rappaport is the editor-in-chief at Bon Appetit. Adam, it's good to talk to you.
Good to be here.
Let me challenge the premise here. Do I have to come up with something new every Thanksgiving?
I think you want to, I would say you'd want, like, if you, let's say you have five dishes on the table.
Yeah.
You want four staples that you know everyone is going to love, and then you want that one curveball where people are like, ooh, what's this?
Okay. What's your go-to turkey preparation method, if I could ask?
Okay. I'm a little fusty. Honestly am like, I'm such a basic home cook. I like just home cook sort of food. But when it comes to turkey, the big roast turkey is always a little underwhelming. The dark meat's not quite done enough. The white meat's kind of dry. I asked my butcher to separate the white and the dark. And Maria bones out the white meat, rolls it up, stuffs it with pancetta. So you have like a roll. And then I take the dark meat and I slowly braise it like in white wine and everything in the oven until it's like fall apart tender like carnitas. And I shred it up and then broil it and then hit it with the gravy. And it's so good.
All right. So look, number one, I am totally coming over. But what time is dinner? And number two...
I have opinions about that.
Okay, good, because my mother-in-law will certainly be interested, because if it was up to her, we'd be eating at like noon. But anyway, and she's probably listening too.
You can't eat, but do not, it's dinner. It is
that's
not
what
lunch.
I'm saying. That's what
the
I'm saying.
The sun is down at like 4:30. You can wait till 5 p.m. to eat dinner.
All right. We'll touch on a couple other staples and then we'll move on. Talk to me about stuffing.
Okay. The most common mistake people make when making stuffing is they don't use enough stock. Add more than you think, because that is what's going to keep that stuffing really moist and delicious. And as it bakes off, a lot of that stock's going to evaporate. And I challenge anyone to tell me when the last time was they had a stuffing that was, quote unquote, too moist.
Yes, true. Cranberry sauce.
Wow, controversial.
You didn't know this was going to be a quiz show, did you?
No, I mean, I got in a big thing with Bobby Flay one time on a podcast about my mom prescribes, and Andrew Knowlton, our former deputy editor, restaurant critic, loves uncooked cranberry sauce where you blitz the cranberries with like orange rind and like some spices and cinnamon, this and that. Bobby was just like, that's ridiculous. You got to cook it down so it gets nice and kind of gelatinous and everything. I like the uncooked kind in that it's bracing, it's acidic, it's tart, and it's a nice sort of balance to all that rich, creamy, buttery, fatty stuff on your plate, which I love too.
All right, fair enough, but I'm gonna say no. Next thing, and then I promise we'll move on.
Sure.
Dessert. Pies?
Okay,
pies, gotta be pies, man.
It's gotta be pie, but you know what? I don't want six pies. Just give me a little bit of dessert of something really beautifully made, and I'm good. That's just me. I hate to be Mr. Curmudgeon guy, but like one good dessert always trumps five mediocre desserts.
Amen. I'll go with that. Okay, now, I asked you all that because I spent more hours than I care to remember down the rabbit hole of Bon Appetit videos. And this
Yes,
you're welcome for the clicks. And this Making Perfect series that you guys have, and season two being Thanksgiving. And it's awesome and it's great. But it occurs to me that you, as the guy running the Bon Appetit empire, as it were, you're now doing cooking and you're doing a magazine and you're doing digital and you're doing video. Do you not have to pick a lane, or are you doing everything?
Great question. Well, these days, as you know, just to turn a profit, you can't pick a lane. You have to be in multiple lanes at all times, and it becomes an issue of bandwidth and resources. What we try to do is make sure that Bon Appetit DNA surfaces confidently on every one of those platforms. And so what we did with our Thanksgiving issue, we had this hit sort of YouTube series going with all our test kitchen editors. They're big stars now. Is there a way to fuse that with the magazine? So we said, let's do Making Perfect, where we send all our editors out on these missions for like the perfect mashed potatoes, the perfect stuffing, et cetera, as a video series, five, six parts, half hour each or so. And then to turn that into a magazine package, which we did, was about 18 pages in the feature wall of the November issue, wasn't that hard because that's what we do every Thanksgiving. We're already coming up with what's the best way to make the best mashed potatoes, the best stuffing. And those test kitchen editors who are our stars on YouTube, they're the ones who are always developing the recipes in the magazine anyway. So same material, but two different treatments.
And a little virality doesn't hurt. I won't name any names, but there is at least one producer here who dressed up like Brad Leone for Halloween.
That was shocking. I saw so many DMs on Instagram of like people dressing up as Brad or Claire or Molly or Carla. And I'm like, wow, like these editors who I work with are the people who normal people you go to work with. Like they're now these like viral stars that couples are literally dressing up as for Halloween costumes. You're like, oh man, what did we create? The monsters we created.
That's right. All right. Last thing, I'll let you go. You thinking about next Thanksgiving yet, or you want to get through this one first?
I want to get through this one, but it is shocking when you work at a monthly magazine, you're thinking about Thanksgiving in June. Like you're just trying to get into your bathing suit shape, and that's when you start eating stuffing in the test kitchen. It doesn't go well.
We should say these videos, I mean, they went swimming in a swimming hole as they were waiting for their test recipes to cook in July, right?
They're up in Cape Cod. Exactly.
Yeah. Adam Rappaport, editor-in-chief at Bon Appetit. Adam, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
We've got a link, of course, to that first episode of Making Perfect. It is kind of interesting, those videos. Also, Adam's Thanksgiving tips, if you want to go over those again, they're at marketplace.org.